Leading ecologists have warned that one of the key environmental promises made by the developers of HS2 is fundamentally flawed. Ancient woodlands are being chopped down to make way for the new rapid rail connection. HS2 says the woods are not being destroyed because their rich soils are being translocated to other places so they can grow once again. Our environment correspondent Claire Marshall reports.
Translocation originally described moving a specific plant, animal or insect in order to protect it. It's now controversially being used to define moving entire ecosystems in the way of human development. It's part of HS2's compensation plan for cutting down ancient woodlands. The scheme, agreed by Parliament, will directly affect more than 40 of the rich, complex and vanishing habitats. However, experts have told the BBC that there is no robust evidence translocation will work and no set way of measuring success. One ecologist likened it to ripping up a Turner masterpiece, tossing little bits into a new art installation and hoping people didn't notice the difference. HS2 has now said that there is limited published evidence and a lack of detailed research. It points to its other extensive conservation plans, like planting 7 million trees along the route.